Welcome to the deep dive. Our mission, well, it's always about taking complex stuff and making it, clear and usable for you. And today, we're doing something really practical. We're digging into Mastering the New York DMV Exam by Rhodes Scholar Publishing. So if you're studying for your New York Kermit test, or maybe you just want a refresher, this is kind of like your shortcut. The book actually mentions a companion podcast, and well, here we are. This is it.
That's exactly right. And getting that New York license, it's more than just passing a test, isn't it? It really is a key to freedom, independence. We're talking over 114,000 miles of roads here. So this deep dive is really designed to help you navigate the book's essential info and get that license.
Okay, let's get into it then. We'll hit the key concepts, some surprising facts, especially those things that make driving in New York, well, New York, from Manhattan streets to the Adirondacks. We want to make studying feel, I don't know, effective, but also kind of engaging. So where do we start? The absolute basics, rules of the road, the signs.
Yeah, let's start there, the fundamentals. And what's really interesting is how often right-of-way rules, they trick up new drivers, like at uncontrolled intersections. Remember, the vehicle on your right generally goes first. But, and this is critical, what about pedestrians?
Ah, yes. Always important.
They always have the right-of-way in marked crosswalks, always. Doesn't matter what the signal says. And in places like Manhattan, absolutely vital. They're the most vulnerable out there.
That makes total sense. Okay, sticking with New York City for a second. That famous rule, the no right turn on red.
Exactly. That's a
Like,
big one, a huge difference. In NYC, unless a sign specifically says you cannot turn right on red, period.
right.
Which is, the opposite of most of the rest of the state, where you usually can after a full stop and yielding. It's a key thing they test on.
Definitely need to remember that one. So if turns are specific, what about speed? Speed limits aren't universal, are they?
Not at all. I mean, the posted limit is the legal max, sure, but safe driving, that's about adjusting to conditions, always. And New York has these unique default limits, like 25 mile per hour in NYC business and residential areas,
25, okay.
and 30 mile per hour elsewhere in towns or cities. Then highways outside urban areas, usually 55, the throughway might get up to 65 in some spots.
So the number on the sign is just the ceiling.
Precisely. Not always the right speed for that moment. You got to use your judgment.
And tied to speed is following distance. Super important for safety. How much space are we really talking?
Oh, absolutely crucial. The DMV suggests at least 2 seconds behind the car ahead if you're doing 30 mile per hour or less,
2 second.
and bump that up to 4 seconds if you're going over 30 mile per hour, and that's in good weather.
4 seconds, okay.
And think about it. It takes time just to see a problem and react, like 1.5 seconds for most people before you even hit the brakes. At 65 mile per hour, you've traveled almost a football field before the car even starts slowing down.
Wow, that really puts it in perspective.
Yeah, so that 4 seconds, it's your buffer, it's physics. And in bad weather or behind a big truck, you need even more, way more.
Good point. Okay, so moving through traffic, lane changes, passing, merging. What are the key things there?
Okay, first, signal. Signal early, at least 100 feet before you move.
100 feet. Got it.
And this is non-negotiable, the blind spot check. Physically tune your head, look over your shoulder. Mirrors lie, or well, they don't show everything.
Right, that head check. Crucial.
Definitely. And on highways, three or more lanes, keep right unless you're passing. The left lanes for passing mostly keep the flow smooth.
Makes sense. Now, visually, we see signs everywhere, but there's one color that always means caution, right? Orange, those diamond signs.
Yes, orange diamonds always mean a work zone ahead. Always.
And New York takes work zones seriously.
Very seriously. Penalties are way higher in work zones, like speeding in the construction zone. That could be 8 points on your license right there. Doesn't matter how fast over you were.
8 points. Wow.
It's about protecting the workers. Their lives are on the line, so the consequences are heavy. And you might also see signs about the zipper merge in construction zones.
Ah, the zipper merge. Explain that quickly.
Yeah, it's where instead of everyone merging into one lane way early, you actually use both lanes right up to the merge point. Now you take turns merging, like a zipper.
Okay.
It actually helps reduce backups, keep traffic moving a bit better. The NYDOT recommends it.
Interesting. Okay, so besides signs, what about the markings on the road, the paint?
Right, the visual language of the pavement itself. So regulatory signs, stop, yield, they tell you what you must do. Usually red, white, black. Warning signs, those yellow diamonds, they alert you. Deer crossing, winding road, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And informational signs, green for directions, blue for services, brown for parks, they just guide you. Pretty straightforward.
And the lines on the road, solid versus dashed, yellow versus white.
super important. Solid white lines. They generally mean discourage lane changes. Dashed white, lane changes permitted. Yellow line, separate traffic moving in opposite directions. A single solid yellow on your side. No passing for you.
Right.
Double solid yellow. No passing for anyone. And those stop lines and crosswalk markings, pay close attention. They tell you exactly where to stop or yield. It's all about order.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. Driving isn't just about us and the rules. It's about sharing space. Who do we need to be especially careful around in New York?
Well, definitely pedestrians and cyclists. They're the most vulnerable. As a driver, you always yield to pedestrians in crosswalks, marked or unmarked. That's key.
Okay, and cyclists.
For cyclists, New York law says pass at a safe distance. And New York City actually puts a number on it. At least 3 feet of clearance.
3 feet in the city.
Yep. And remember, cyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as cars. They have to follow the rules, too.
What about motorcycles? They seem harder to see sometimes.
They are. Smaller profile, definitely less visible.
Yeah.
So that following distance, bumped up to 4 seconds behind a motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
given that extra space. And here's an interesting New York detail. The helmet law.
Oh, yeah.
It's a partial law.
Right.
If you're over 21, you technically don't need a helmet if you've done a safety course or have, like, $10,000 in health insurance.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, common sense, right? A helmet drastically cuts injury risk. It's a good example of legal minimum versus actually safe.
Good point. Okay, let's talk school zones and buses. Huge safety focus here.
Absolutely crucial. School zones typically 20 all prior when kids are around or during posted times.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, fines for speeding there, often doubled.
Doubled fines. Ouch.
Yeah, they want you to slow down. But the really big one is the school bus law.
Okay, lay it out for us.
When that school bus stops, flashes its red lights, and puts out that stop sign arm, you must stop all directions.
All directions.
All directions.
Yeah.
Unless there's a physical barrier dividing the road, like a median. Otherwise, everyone stops, period. Violations are severe, and lots of buses now have cameras on those stop arms. They will catch you. It's purely about protecting kids.
Makes total sense. Okay, and there's the move-over law? That changed recently, right?
Yes, very important update. Happened in March 2024. The move-over law now applies to any stopped vehicle on the roadside that has its flashing lights on. Not just police or ambulance anymore.
Any vehicle with flashers.
Any vehicle.
Yeah.
So if you see flashing lights ahead on the shoulder, you must try to move over a lane if it's safe. If you can't move over, you have to slow down significantly. It's about protecting everyone out there.
Good to know. All right, let's talk big trucks. Driving alongside them on the three-way can be intimidating.
They definitely command respect. The key thing is understanding their no zones, their blind spot.
Yeah, zones, okay.
And they are huge. We're talking up to 20 feet in front, maybe 200 feet behind, and wide blind spots on both sides, especially the right. Simple rule. If you can't see the driver in the side mirror, they absolutely cannot see you.
Wow, 200 feet behind, that's a lot.
It is. And they need way more distance to stop, too. Like over 600 feet at highway speeds for a loaded rig. That's like 2 football fields.
Mm.
Just give them lots and lots of room.
Definitely. Okay, New York weather, it's varied, to say the least. Special consideration.
Oh, yeah. You get it all here. Lake effect snow out west, crazy heavy snow bands, nor'easters hammering the coast. In winter, slow way down. Increase falling distance, like double it or more. And be super careful of black ice.
That invisible stuff.
Exactly. Especially on bridges, overpasses, shady spots. You don't see it till you're sliding. And if you see flooded roads, just remember, turn around, don't drown.
How much water is dangerous?
It takes surprisingly little. Just 6 inches of moving water can make you lose control. A foot can float many cars. Just don't risk it.
Good advice. Okay, crucial topic for keeping your license. The point system. How does that work in New York?
Vital to understand this. New York uses points to track driving offenses. If you get 11 points in a 24-month period...
24 months now, right. Used to be 18.
Exactly. Updated in 2024. 11 points in 24 months can mean automatic license suspension. Plus, if you had 6 points, you get hit with a driver responsibility assessment fee. That's $100 a year for 3 years.
Ouch.
And there are some heavy point violations now. DWI or DWAI. That's 11 points right there.
What's the difference between DWI and DWAI again?
DWI, driving while intoxicated, is a higher blood alcohol content, 0.08% or more. DWAI, driving while ability impaired, can be lower, like 0.05 to 0.07, or impairment by drugs. Both are serious. And remember that construction zone speeding, 8 points.
So they're really cracking down.
They are. But there's also a way to help yourself. taking a DMV-approved defensive driving course. That can knock 4 points off your total. For suspension purposes anyway, it shows you're trying to improve.
Okay, so with all these rules, points, what's the bottom line for making safe choices?
It really comes down to focus and responsibility. Avoid distractions, especially cell phones. New York bans all handheld electronic device use while driving. All of it.
Even at a red light.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
And if you're under 18, you can't use any cell phone, not even hands-free. Zero tolerance.
Wow, strict.
And obviously the biggest one, never, ever drive impaired. DWI laws are tough. Mandatory ignition interlocks, potential permanent license loss for repeat offenders. It's just not worth the risk to yourself or anyone else.
Absolutely. Okay. Beyond the rules, let's talk vehicle readiness and emergencies. Those pre-drive checks seem important.
They're non-negotiable, both for safety and your test. New York requires annual safety inspections, brakes, lights, horn, steering, tires, wipers, all checked. And on your road test, the examiner will ask you to show them things work. Horn, wipers, lights, make sure you know where the defroster and hazard lights are. Your mirrors, all three need to be there and adjusted. Parking brake, too.
Making sure the car is actually safe before you go.
Exactly. And part of that is tires, especially with New York weather.
Right. Tire checks. What should we look for?
Pressure first. Always check when they're cold before you drive. And tread depth. Use the penny test.
The penny test.
Yeah, stick a penny in the tread groove with Lincoln's head upside down. If you can see the top of Abe's head, your tread is worn out. Below 232 of an inch. Time for new tires.
Simple check.
Super simple. Super important for grip in rain or snow.
Mm.
Oh, and in winter.
Mm.
Clear all the snow and ice off your car. Not just the windshield. Roof, hood, lights, license plate. It's illegal to drive obstructed, and that flying ice is dangerous.
Good point. What about those sudden scary moments, like a flat tire on the highway?
Okay, flat tire. First instinct might be to slam the brakes. Don't.
Don't brake hard.
No. Grip the wheel firmly, ease off the gas, slow down gradually, turn on your hazards, and steer gently to a safe spot on the shoulder as far off the road as possible.
And if your brakes fail, that sounds terrifying.
It is, but there are steps. Pump the brake pedal fast and hard. Sometimes that builds pressure back up. If not, use the parking brake, but apply it gradually so you don't skid.
Gradually.
Oh. And shift to a lower gear. That uses the engine to help slow the car down. Engine braking. Stay calm. Think through the steps.
Okay. Skids too, especially in winter. How do you handle those?
Depends on the skid. If the front wheels slide and the car wants to go straight when you're turning, that's understeer, just ease off the gas. Let the wheels regain grip.
Ease off gas for front skid.
Right. If the rear wheels slide out like a fishtail that's oversteer, you need to countersteer. Steer gently in the direction the rear of the car is sliding. Look where you want to go.
Steer into the skid.
Exactly. And hydroplaning. When you hit water and feel the car lift or float, ease off the gas completely. Keep the steering wheel straight. Don't brake hard. Let the car slow down until the tires bite the road again. Gentle inputs are key.
Good to know those reactions. So pulling all this together, how do you actually pass the knowledge test? What's the format?
Okay, the test itself is computer-based, multiple choice. For first-timers, it's 20 questions.
20 questions. How many? Right.
You need at least 14 correct to pass. That's 70%. Cover signs, laws, safe driving, everything we've been talking about.
And the book, Mastering the New York DMV Exam, it suggests a specific study strategy.
Yes, it really emphasizes using the mock permit test in Chapter 10. The idea is take that first, see what you get wrong.
Find your weak spots.
Exactly. Then use the explanations in the book to really focus your study time on those areas.
Yeah.
Don't just reread everything blindly. And, well, listening to this deep dive can help too. Audio reinforcement while you're doing other things.
Good plug.
Hey, well, it's true. And really hone in on those New York specifics. The point system updates, NYC speed limits, cell phone rules, that school bus law, the new move over law. Those are prime test question areas.
Targeted studying makes sense. What if someone doesn't pass on the first try?
It happens. Don't get discouraged. New York's pretty flexible. Often you can retake the written test the very same day at many DMV offices.
Same day, okay.
Yeah. Just figure out what you missed, hit the books of the podcast again, focus on those areas, and go back. The DMV wants safe drivers. They expect people might need another shot. It's okay.
That's reassuring. All right. I feel like we've covered a ton. You're definitely better equipped now, hopefully feeling like you've got a shortcut to understanding the New York DMV exam essentials. We hit the rules, the unique NY challenges, safety stuff, test strategy, all straight from Mastering the New York DMV Exam.
Absolutely. And just remember, getting that license, it's freedom, yes, but it's also a big responsibility. Driving is constant decision-making, focus, awareness. Applying what you learned here and from the book, it doesn't just help you pass, it helps make the roads safer for everyone in New York.
So what does this all mean? It means your journey starts now. Keep practicing, keep learning, and really internalize that commitment to safety every single time you drive.
We really wish you the best of luck on your test, and have fun exploring all those New York roads once you get your license. Drive courteously, look out for others.
We hope this deep dive was truly helpful. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe out there, and keep exploring.